America's Next Up Best Friend Podcast would like to thank our premium Patreon subscribers. Amber, day drinking mimosas and then taking a nap afterwards, Lodgson.
Ron, canceling plans with friends at the last minute and having them forgive you, Giant.
Sparrow, the Bon Appetit YouTube page, Crane.
And Jordan, Justin Timberlake and model behavior, they have no last name. Please respect their privacy. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah.
This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on?
I hate you.
It's not Hello. Christmas anymore.
That's the New Year song, you asshole.
It is?
Yes. That's the one they play when the ball drops.
Okay, continue.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Oh, now I've been shamed for my choices. Welcome to the America's Next Up Best Friend Podcast.
It's been so long.
I know. We're very out of sorts.
Out of whack. Happy New whack. Year's Eve!
Let that champagne fall, yes.
Let that champagne flow, honey.
Wear a sparkly dress.
Do you know what you're wearing?
Oh, I'm going to wear a skirt with a zipper that goes all the way up and down the front.
Amazing.
You know. And then a bodysuit underneath.
Oh, yes.
My Free People.
I love a bodysuit.
Free People, yeah. Slutty. Slutty, slutty. What are you going to wear?
Jumpsuit, you know? And my fake fur.
Oh, yeah. You told me. Yes.
I wear my fake fur every New Year's. It's part of my identity. Mm-hmm. It's a part of New... Yeah, it's what you New should. Year's is all about.
I wear my vintage Calvin Klein, for sure.
All right. It's like a, you're richer it's a than stole. Me. I get it.
It's my mom's.
Okay.
It's old, and she had it in the 90s. Okay.
I love a 90s vintage Calvin Klein.
It was in the closet. Did I ever tell you this story? This coat was in the closet. Literally, like, I came home one year. I think I was looking for my winter coat, because I just moved to New York. I was looking for my winter coat. We found this coat in the back of the closet, and she was like, wow, I haven't seen this coat in 20 years. And I was like, what the fuck? So she had basically moved into Michigan, thrown this coat, this beautiful coat, in the back of the closet. And then it's a reversible coat. It's like vinyl on the inside and then fur on the outside. So you can wear it either way. And then cuff it so you can see the fur cuffs.
I'm obsessed and with then, that.
And I told her, I was like, if that coat, because she wouldn't let me take it that year. And I said, if that coat is here next year, it's mine. Next year I came home. It was still in that seat. And I was like, it's mine now, I'm taking it. And I think right now, or she's listening to this episode, might be the actual time that she realizes I took that coat. Sorry, Mom. Whoops. Blammer.
Sorry.
Sorry, Gee. Anyway, Hillary.
What?
Wow.
No, I'm just... Wow. No, I thought you were going to ask me... I'm sorry, it's misplaced anger. I just am, like, terrified to do this recap because, as we mentioned in our bonus episode, we took these notes over 2 weeks ago, and I know you're going to ask me, what episodes are we doing? And I have no fucking clue. I have to go to Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, I was literally, that was my question, was, Hillary, what are we talking about today?
Because normally I can look at Wikipedia and be like, oh yeah, this is what happened. But I'm like, what happened? I have no
Because there's no, I don't even think there's anything in the Wikipedia, right?
Oh, the guy who parties too hard. It's episodes 12 and 13, right?
12 and 13, yes.
Okay, so the first one is the guy who parties too hard. Oh, this is Adam's drinking problem. I feel like this was... I'm so confused right now. I need to recalibrate myself.
So I was a responsible podcaster and I revisited these episodes, kind of. Mm-hmm. I double screened. I definitely was
watching
playing like an
Cycle
iPhone
4
game.
Is not revisiting these episodes.
I watched them. I watched the episodes 12 and 13. And then I watched the first episode of 22. I don't know why. And then I went back and I watched Cycle 4.
A lot of time
on my hands because someone canceled on me yesterday.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. So
it was.
So I was responsible and I rewatch them, but guess what? Still don't remember anything about them. Because they were boring episodes. I remember there's a second round of Ghosties.
Yeah, there's Ghosties.
Which is always the best.
Which, so just, like, bear with us knowing that. It's going to be a lot of us looking at our notes and being like, huh?
What?
Eh?
Ah, the luxury of the holiday season. It's the holiday season. So episode 12 opens with Keith yelling about, guys, we gotta pack because we're going to Korea.
Yes. And Adam packs wants to bags, crush girls, a few going to beers Korea. Before his flight. I want to crush a yeah, few he's gonna... beers before this flight.
Does he have to, like,
no, but can't he does. You?
Okay. Okay, it's not... I'm not even mad about the idea of him drinking before a flight, because Lord knows.
Yeah. Understandable.
I can't. I am in a leg store looking for something to stand on in that department.
How long is the flight to Korea from LA?
Oh, I can look it Thank up. You. But my main thing is that, A, you're going to get drink on the flight because it's an international flight. They usually serve alcohol. And B, does he have to use the word crush? Crush beers? Like, you are...
He's giving me his impression. It doesn't sound like him, but he's one of those guys that, like, is like that.
Yeah, like, and it's like, how do you sound like both a Brendan Fraser character and a Keanu Reeves character and a guy from California, but you're from fucking Memphis?
Yeah. Nah, something doesn't add up. So right. Keith calls Adam's drinking over the top.
They're all right.
Winifred calls herself the comeback queen.
Winifred
Sanderson.
It's 11 hours.
Chantel.
It is 11 hours from Damn. Seoul to Los
so
Angeles.
He was drinking the entire time then. He was drinking for 11 hours.
He must
hours
have been drinking the entire flight. I mean, he hasn't left for the flight yet.
Right.
Oh, God, I'm scared. Okay, we remember nothing. Okay, so basically, yeah.
Everybody hates Chantel.
Everyone hates Chantel. But guess what? Then we get a weird moment with Shy and Adam that I swear they aired this out of context, because this is not when this happened. Like, I don't think they out this moment, because it was like they're packing for Korea and all of a sudden they're in the diary room making
this
out.
This is a
it's
night
weird.
When they've both been drinking.
Yeah. So
who knows when
we see them
was.
Make out in the diary room, and I just wrote, what, wow, why, no, why?
But he also, like, I don't like how they make out, because he asks her, what's your excuse for not making out with me right now? And she Ew. Laughs and he grabs she her face laughs. Mid-laugh and plants
and he
one on her.
Grabs
with
her
a beer
face,
in his hand.
With a beer in his hand. And, like, his head is tilted. It's horrible. I bet that was a bad kiss.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, I've done some drunken, sloppy makeouts, like, and particularly ones with frat boys, which is horrible. It's a part of my life I regret. I went to AA for it. But, like, No.
So then we get our flight graphic.
Plane graphic!
Which we love. And we're in Korea.
Oh, it was such a good plane graphic, too.
Raelia's first time out of the U.S.
Yes, and they make it clear that she is going
home. Yeah, this is a good
And I was very confused, because I was very confused, because I was like, how is she going home when she won the challenge? Because then I was like, well, maybe Chantal's going home. But then I was like, but I remember there's so much more drama with Chantal. And by the end of the episode, and they hadn't got there, I was like, who was going home in this episode? Mm-hmm. They did a really good job of if I had watched this for the first time, I would have had no idea.
Yeah.
And it's also Keith's first time leaving the country. And I was like, but you play in the NFL.
That's weird.
Is that weird? Like, that's weird, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Because even in the NFL, they play in Canada.
So
right?
They get off their bus.
Someone email us, let us know. We don't know anything about sports.
They go to an outdoor food market, and I want all of the food.
Oh my God. Hillary.
Especially
Can we go
because
to...
you know how Below Deck and Real
yes.
Housewives of Dallas went to Thailand.
I was about
this
to fucking say.
It made
yes.
me so hungry every time they walk through those outdoor food markets. I just want it all.
I want to go to all the Michelin star ones. I want to eat everything. I want to go. I want to eat.
I haven't eaten yet today. I'm hungry.
I'm yes, it's the rare moment I'm hungry.
It happens every 4 years.
I know. I'm probably going to get, like, a snack.
So they walk into a studio and they see the K-pop band, B2B.
Beep, beep. Singing some song. Beep,
and Miss J and Yusai are dancing.
Do you listen to K-pop?
No, I don't, but I know I should get into it, because everybody does.
Right. Like, am I missing out on something by not listening to K-pop?
I know it's,
can send us, someone send us an email with, like, a brief...
Their, like, top three bands we should listen to.
Yeah, and, like, or, like, even I'll send you my Spotify, and you say, oh, you listen to Pete Davidson on repeat. Here's a band you should like.
Also, isn't the K-pop culture, like, really dark?
Yeah.
They, like, torture them.
Yeah. They, like, it's, like, they basically, like, they go to, like, training camps to become K-pop stars.
Yeah, and your life and, like, is signed away.
You can't see your family, like, anymore.
You know how bad our music industry is, but it's, like, that times 100.
Yeah, it's basically just, like, mills. Like these little... Like, remember when Rebecca Black's Friday came out and, like, everyone was like, what the fuck, who is doing this? And people were like, and they found out that it was just, like, rich parents in California paying these people, like, $10,000 to let their kids record a song and say, like, they recorded a song.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that on crack. It's horrible, and they don't get any kind of, like, they just, like, throw these kids to the wolves, and they have no privacy, they have no... think about our NSYNC fandom or the One Direction fandom and take that and turn it up to like 11. You know, like, it's scary.
So
and they have to dance in public. But also, this was edgy. This was ahead of its time. Good for you, Tyra. Yeah.
And they have to teach the models dance moves, and then they're gonna do them in public. Do a fusion of music, dance, and fashion.
And this is, I don't know what this is. I don't understand the point of this.
Yeah, it's weird. There's, like, gonna be a live audience. It was just a way to bring in K-pop. And a world-renowned street fashion photographer whose name I didn't catch.
Me either.
They do a dance teach, and yeah. Adam looks like he's stepping on hot coals because he's wasted.
Yeah, so they split into two groups. So the two groups are Shy, Adam, and Keith, and then Raelia, Will, Lennox, and Chantel. And Will's not excited to be with Chantel.
Nobody is.
Adam is the combination of probably jet-lagged and wasted. Like, it's, and that's a dangerous combination.
Yeah, because you just don't care. You're just like,
ugh. You just don't care. Like, yeah, you just go through life. Like, you just, like, whatever.
Yeah. Lennox, once again, is her own worst enemy, thinking she looks stupid because she can't dance, so doesn't really want to try.
It grinds my gears. I'm sorry. No. It
is. You're like Tyra.
It's like, I don't... It's like, and I don't want to relate to Tyra in this manner, but it's just like, just...
Try.
Like, you've seen this show. You know what you have to do. You know what you signed up for. So, like, a part of it is just, like, going out there and just being like, okay, this feels awkward, but I'm not going to pretend like I can't do it.
Yeah, everybody just, like, hates Chantal. They're all calling her arrogant.
Right.
So they're going to be judged individually, and the best photo wins the challenge.
My notes.
What does it say?
My notes are so funny. So I wrote, Chantal does great. She sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will, like, does some showing off.
Yeah, he, like, kicks his leg above, like, high his head. Kicks.
Right. And then Raelia's like, no, honey, I'm not, you're not gonna steal my show. And then she's just like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, Raelia does amazing. Yeah.
And then Lennox, I just have, as in, like.
Lennox, I had to, it was like a horror movie. I put my hands over my face and I watched through my fingers.
Oh. I think I just closed out my notes doing that. Hold on.
Shy has, like, a shadow in her face from the hat she's wearing, and you can't see
it. Yeah, her. It's not a good idea. And Keith does that horrible 90s, like, arm shimmy snake thing.
Do it.
I'm not doing it. Fine. My body does not move in that motion.
So the top three are Chantal, Keith, and Raelia. And
Keith really is the kind of guy who, like,
skates through life.
Yeah, because he knows he's how attractive he is. And it's like, and he's like, I came up with this, like, alter ego, K-Fizzle. I'm like, ew. You don't have to do any of that. And that's what makes it annoying.
Yeah, he doesn't. Like, but also, I'm not as mad about it because Keith is a black man. If Keith was white, I'd be, like, fuming. You know what I mean? That kind of skating through life. Keith still skates through life, but he is a black man, so I'm like, I can't be as mad about it. So I'm like, yeah, I guess you have to work. Yeah, you can. But Raelia wins, thank the heavens.
Thank the Lord. If Keith had won, I would have killed
him. Keith
someone.
Has the personality of... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, speaking of Keith, I do have a note. Do I not trust Keith because he has two first names?
What's his last name?
Carlos.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make
sure. We don't trust anybody with two first names. Two last names, adore.
Yep, two last. Yeah, I love it. Love it. I love the fact that, like.
Parker Smith.
Smith. Oh my god, that name sexually assaulted a friend of mine in college. Like, I already know. I don't know who it was. Like,
it's some Ivy
name.
League.
Yuck.
Smith Parkinson. Sorry. So they're going to stay at the W Soul, Amanda.
Hillary.
I wrote LOLOLOL. Amanda and I stayed at the W in Hollywood. And it's.
We are so fancy.
It's such a. They're all. You told it's me every W has the same scent.
The same smell. Mm hmm. It's a signature smell.
It's insane.
That's what my friend Anne Reagan told me. It's true. We are A&TM contestants. It's true.
So there's photos of the contestants all throughout their hotel room.
Right. I like that. I like it better than it being covered in pictures of Tyra.
Chantel, because she got best call out, I guess. Mm-hmm. Who's to say? Yeah. We don't remember. Mm-hmm. So she gets the Tyra treat, which is the biggest bed.
Mm.
And the beds are arranged in a way where there's like a couple twins, a queen... Mm. And Adam says, yeah. Unless three people sleep in the big bed, somebody has to go on the couch.
Right.
And Shai's like, which Adam, doesn't... you can sleep with me. And he turns her down.
He's like, the beds are too little. And I'm like, bitch?
Yeah.
And Shai's like, well, Adam's not boyfriend material anyway.
That's right, Shai.
Yikes. It's true, though. So then Adam and Lennox had the lowest challenge score. Mm-hmm. So Adam decides to get drunk. Yep. What a surprise! It's a day that isn't wild, so Adam is drinking.
He's drinking whiskey on the rocks, which is a sad girl drink.
That's a sad gal drink. You know what I just remembered I liked on Christmas Eve? Because I had a bunch of them.
What?
Whiskey sours.
Hmm.
It's the only time I can drink brown alcohol is whiskey sours.
Interesting.
You know, I like, it's like, or I'll drink a dark rum in a daiquiri, but it's like, it has to be a really high-end rum because I'm a fancy bitch.
I had a peach ginger whiskey on the rocks the other night and it was amazing.
Wow. That's a lot. I don't like peach flavored things. I love peaches, but I don't think I like peach flavored things.
The ginger really helped offset the sweetness.
Did it? Yes. That's good.
Yeah, I've just been I've gotten into martinis lately.
Like a business bitch. Next time you come to New York, we're gonna go to Bowery Meat Company and we're gonna get martinis and share a steak.
Yes. Be
like, and we're gonna wear suits. Can we wear suits?
Yes, I have my suit dress. And you have your suit dress. We'll wear our suit dresses.
Yes. We'll wear suits and we will wear suits. And we'll wear our hair pulled back in like low chignons. Okay. And we'll wear red lipstick.
And can we ask for the businesswoman special?
Yes. And my old boss will look at us and laugh so hard.
I'm going to need some fashion tape, though, because the entire front of my dress is just open, and I need to make sure the girls stay.
It's fine.
In place.
We'll make it work.
It's
guys, I'm glad that you got the whole podcast was here to listen to our martini and steak meal plan.
So they have that fucking see-through bathroom. Amanda knows the one. Yeah. And Will's sweeping. Mm-hmm. And he offers Adam a water. It's the next day, and Adam's like, no, water's no good for hangovers. I need some food.
What?
Okay, he's not wrong in the sense that if you chug a bunch of water after a night of drinking, you will throw up, but it'll make you feel
You can give yourself,
better.
Yeah.
You should, if you don't want to throw up, you should drink juice or something with sugar to, like, congeal all of your insides. But He should probably throw up at this point because he's been drinking. He like has a and beer. He's jet lagged. He's like
what's also what's O'Hare the time the difference? Dog? Yeah, he like he just like no, just needs to put more alcohol on top of it. And I'm like, that is the scariest.
Yeah, it's a little scary. How old is Adam again?
26.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be drinking like this.
Like, at this point, Adam is older than you and I both are, first of all.
Yeah.
In this point. Right. And so, like, first of all, it is 17 hours ahead. Mm. Like, it is 17 hours ahead in South Korea. Like, that is an insane amount of time to put on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And put alcohol on top of it. When I went to Dubai, that's why I got so fucked up in Dubai. It's really why it was. It's because even though it's 12 hours, so really, like, at the end of the day, my body was fine. Like, it was like my body's had to go, like, a little bit of time
Isn't
ahead.
The liquor in Asia stronger, too, though?
In Thailand, it is. It's not stronger. It's just, like,
the concentration?
Basically, your body it's so fucking humid, your body absorbs, the environment is absorbing any liquid you put in your body, so the alcohol is the only thing left.
So you're just dehydrated.
That's why I'm below deck this season. It seems like they're just getting
blackout.
Wasted. Because, like, they're probably drinking as much as they do normally, which is still a scary, abhorrent amount. But even so, I think here, Adam is drinking as if he's living his normal life, and he's not, because it's the time change, it's jet lag, it's all piling up. This is why he's such a disaster in the photo shoot.
Yeah, so they're in Seoul, and Eric Asla is going to be their only photographer overseas. He's the only one that could afford to come. Tyra brought her baby.
Well, because they were probably, I think they were trying to get pregnant at this point, too.
So
she probably needed somebody to help with IVF. That's conjecture.
MCM Global Artistic Director, Michael Mikulski, is there. And the best photo gets an editorial in an international fashion magazine.
A, I love this photo shoot. B, I love MCM as a brand. I love this photo shoot. I love these bags. I love these stuffed dogs. Mm-hmm. I love MCM. I would love an MCM backpack. I'm not just saying this because my friend represents them. Hi, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. And Tyra's doing makeup. Includes a strong brow.
Yeah, she says that. She's like, I'm doing makeup. Strong brows, anyone? She says something like that.
That's all she's doing is filling in their eyebrows.
Yeah, you don't see her doing much else.
Adam says, drinking allows me to be more open with people.
Is he drinking on set?
No, I don't think he's drinking on set. I think he drank
before.
Okay,
because later on... Yeah, you think he drank before, like, they got in the van to get to
set? Yeah, because he had a beer with breakfast.
Because Tyra asked him if he was drinking. Oh, no, that's before judging.
Yeah, that's during judging.
I think that's what she meant, is if he drank before judging. Okay.
You know that famous that German YouTuber... The one who was, like, in Pitch Perfect.
PewDiePie?
What'd you say?
PewDiePie?
Yeah, PewDiePie. That's it.
Okay.
He sounds like him. Michael Mikulski sounds like him. No, the MCM guy.
Oh, Michael. Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. But Adam's photo shoot is hard. Hard to watch.
No.
Struggle. Yusai says dealing with Adam's like eating ramen with one chopstick.
What?
He says, like, dealing with Adam's like eating ramen with one chopstick.
Oh, okay. Your sound cut out. I didn't hear anything you said.
Sorry. My throat needed clearing. Yusai says that dealing with Adam is like eating ramen with one chopstick.
It's true.
He's not wrong.
Tyra has to show Adam how to, like, run and jump.
Yeah, because they even tell him, like, jump over Eric. Like, and Adam keeps getting...
Adam has a belly full of, like, piss beer.
Yes. And it's like, I get the fear of, like, jumping over somebody, like, you know, you're like, he, like, but because you can see him, like, going for it, and then he stops because as soon as he gets there. But he's just struggling. Yeah. It's hard to watch. It's not good.
Will,
on the other hand,
kills it.
Wow.
He makes you Yusai proud.
Oh, love him.
Raelia. Too sexy.
she's, so they gave her like a big frizzy hair and like they put her in the sexy black dress and these high sexy heels. Black heels.
And they have and to put her in sneakers.
Say she's too hookerish. And I'm like, that's the styling.
It is the styling.
Like, it's all the styling. It's it like yes, it's a little bit in her posing, but 90% of this, in my opinion, was the styling right. of this photo
It's like,
shoot.
Don't put her in, like, a boob-heavy outfit if you don't want mm-hmm. her to be sexy. Like, her, mm-hmm. I think she was yeah. in, like, a dress that showed her cleavage.
Yeah, like, Lennox was put in a little baby girl outfit.
Yeah.
It's she like, was. So, like, it's possible.
So, and the guy's, like, insulted. He's like, this is not how the brand is represented. I don't know how to do a German accent. I don't know what that was.
Oh, that was Ratatouille.
That was like. French.
That was the character of Ratatouille from the movie Ratatouille.
That was the dish Ratatouille from the movie Ratatouille. So
made by rats.
Keith,
I want to go to that restaurant.
Needs to take in Yusai yelling at him and not tune it out because he's used to like tuning out his coaches yelling at him. Keith's storyline is boring. Boring as Keith.
Okay. The thing is, like, I watched more of these episodes. It does not get better for Keith's storyline. They only make it, like, it becomes so clear they wanted him to win in the final episodes, like, because they start talking about how, like, he has nephews who are in the projects. He wants to help out his family. And I'm just like, God.
They say he's improving.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shay can't find her, or Shai can't find her light.
Yeah. And, like, she's doing well and posing incredibly, but she can't find her light. And they're like, it doesn't matter how good you do if you can't find your light. Meanwhile, Chantal is changing her hair and makeup. Mm. They never really show us how.
Yeah.
They show us kind of her, like, zhuzhing it. Yeah. But, they like, are you just not supposed to touch your hair?
Yeah, I don't.
How is she changing her makeup? I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand,
I mean, that would really
bitch.
Annoy me, too, if somebody was doing that. But we don't really see evidence of her doing that.
Right. Exactly.
So, Chantal, she's called a panda.
Yeah. Yusai.
Yusai calls her panda, and it's like, she knows it's coming from a loving place, but it still triggers her.
Yeah, because, like, it's, you know, it's not, it's also not a nice name. Like, it's like, because also he's like, she's representing pandas all around the world. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck,
Yusai? Don't say shit like that.
The client loves Chantal. He loves her look. Of course.
Because, of course.
And then at the end of her shoot, Yusai goes, thank you, panda. And she's like, if I make it to next week, we're going to have a talk.
And guess what? They make sure that.
Yeah, they want, they need.
As soon as she says that, they're
like. That's like her bargaining tool.
Yes. It really was. For more camera time. Damn, she did that. And so basically back at the house, Rayleigh is nervous for panel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
She's like, I'm too sexy for the brand. So we go to judging. The set is pretty cool.
It's at the Soul of Institute of the Arts, which is, seems like a really cool place. Yeah. I love this set.
Kelly,
this is one of my favorite.
She looks like she just got off the plane and was sent there.
I bet she did. I bet she took a red eye in. Mm-hmm. And they like were like, well, you're running late, so you have to get directly to set. She's like, I don't have time to have like a bagel.
Yeah. She wanted to, she needed something. Her blood sugar was low. So yeah. Lennox is up first and it's great.
It's gorgeous.
Kelly's like, there this is fashion, I think, dirty, expensive.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think there are better photos of Lennox out there, but it works.
That's what Miss J says.
Tyra in this judging.
I have looked no recollection.
Beautiful.
Oh, good.
I'm only going off my notes that says Tyra looks gorgeous.
Okay.
I have no memory of it.
I believe you.
But I believe myself from two
So Miss J and Tyra think Lennox is playing it too safe. So she gets a 7-10-8.
Yeah. Rayleigh is coming up and her titties are just bouncing.
Yeah,
she's bouncing around. And her shot is not good because they likely chose a deliberately bad shot. Because
it's not good.
It's not good.
But she had better shots.
And Kelly says, you look like you took one too many Ambien and missed your connection.
And you're like crawling on the floor trying to get there. She's not wrong. Yeah. So she gets a 6-7-6. Wall Street.
And that's what my note says. Oh no,
Adam. Uh huh. Kelly's not mad at it.
But he was a hot mess on set.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you are acting like, strange.
Weird. Yeah.
A producer told her what was going on. Let's be real.
She wanted, Tyra's not that she observant. She was trying to get him to admit it. He was not going to admit it, Tyra.
She's like, I don't know what was going on with you on set. You were acting strange, like you were drunk or jet lagged. And he's just like, zip the lip. I'm not going to say a word.
Zip, zip, zip. I'm not saying shit. Nope. A 7, 8, 9. How he got a better score than Ray Liotta.
Will's picture comes up and Miss J screams.
Just goes, woo!
10!
10!
It's so good.
It's gorgeous.
10, 10, 10.
Vagina. 10s across the board. Shy didn't show off the bag. I love it.
Yeah.
But.
8, 7, 8.
Keith finally looks good.
Keith gets all 10s and it's bullshit because you can't see the bag.
It's bullshit. I was so Will's mad. Will's
is amazing and you can see the product. Keith's is amazing, but you can't see the product.
You can't see the product. And they give him 10s because he finally looks good? Shut the fuck up. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. You can't. He had one job and he failed
at it. And it sucks because Will was so excited when he got all 10s because he thought he was going to be first call out. I know,
and they cut to him. And they cut to him after like Keith gets all
10s. Yeah. It's sad.
And he's like, what? And I'm mad.
Chantel looks like she's falling down the stairs.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I think she looks gorgeous. But then, like, Jay's like, but I heard that you, you change your hair and your makeup. And she's like, no, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Just the way she says things just smells like a lie.
She just has an attitude.
She really does. And it's like one of those things that's like, I get it. She's super famous now. Congratulations. Super happy for you. But she really did step on so many people's necks to get there. And it's
sad.
It's sad. And it's like, we didn't talk about what she said about Ducky Thought on this podcast, which we will during her elimination. Because it's still one of those things. It's like, I'm so heartbroken that a girl who'd been through what she'd gone through or what she says she'd gone through. I mean, I'm not saying that she didn't go through, she hadn't had difficulties. I'm sure she did. But like, she just seems like such a, she knows how to put it, turn it on and off. Mm-hmm.
So call out
in
order,
a really disturbing way.
She gets 8, 6, 6. So call out order is Keith, Will, Lennox, Shy, Adam, and Tyra.
Adam?
Pulls Adam.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's about to hand him his photo. And she goes, you just weren't really there in your shoot. And then she puts her claw around the nape of his neck and pulls him in. And Adam, like, thinks she's going to make out with him. Mm-hmm. And then she puts her nose right up against his mouth and sniffs it. And she goes...
And then, like, she, like, stumbles back. Like, she just,
like
saw a ghost.
Goes, oh, I smell alcohol on your breath. And he goes, I had a few shots before.
His drinking is...
He claims it's superstitious. Like, he's always drank before judging, so he's afraid to not.
It is... It disturbs me.
It's
the justifications he makes in his mind.
He's got to get some help for that.
I hope that like somewhere out there, like he looked at this, he saw this. But like there was some level of reflection, or somebody really like touched base with him on this.
Yeah,
because it's
troublesome.
It's troublesome in the way that, like, Luann's drinking was also troublesome on Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when she described herself as saying, like, it wasn't that I needed to drink, it was that when I started drinking, I couldn't stop. Ugh. And I think that's Adam's problem, is that, like, he also has that horrible frat guy, like, oh, superstitions, like luck, all of these things, like, I'm doing this for the culture.
Yeah.
This is my personality kind of thing. When your personality becomes drinking, that's really scary.
Yes, agreed.
That's what I'm trying to say. When your personality becomes entirely about you and the way that you consume alcohol,
it's no good.
That's frightening, and it's no better than any of the other criticisms that we give towards men on this podcast. Like, don't let your entire personality being you being tall. Like, like, don't trust a man with two first names. Like, there's just things.
We should come up with, like, a list of golden rules.
We will.
Okay. So, the bottom two are Chantel and Raelia.
Yeah. Raelia is not consistent enough, and Chantel has a strong face, but she's cold, and her photo is not enough. Mm-hmm. Bye, Raelia. Bye, baby. Bye. Oh, we also have to do Where Are They Now on Mariana. Just to let you know.
Oh, why did we not last week?
We didn't do it. No, so we have to do it.
Okay.
That's just
wait, important. I thought we did. I thought we said we know where she is.
We said we know where she is, but we said we were going to do a proper one.
Oh.
Like a proper honor, you know, where we talk about what exactly happened and all that stuff.
Okay. So, yeah. Episode 13, the title is The Girl Who Gets Caught on a Lie. On a Lie.
On a Lie. Is it on a lie?
I mean, it's on a lie. But it's Wikipedia.
Like on Long Island? Like how New Yorkers say it's on Long Island? I hate that.
So.
It's wrong.
Will's very sad. Raelia left.
I know. His partner in crime. Oh, my crying baby.
Adam's embarrassed that Tyra smelled the alcohol in his breath because he thought she was going to kiss him, which I knew. I knew he thought that.
And and then also he says, like, I think I need alcohol to help me open up, which I'm like, yikes. Yeah. The yikes it is.
Will's like, I truly do not know if Adam's drunk or sober half the time.
Wow.
Which is not great.
And everyone is still mad that Chantel is there. Yeah. And they want, like, they would.
Because Raelia was so loved, like, in the house, too. And Chantal's so hated that it's like.
Exactly. Ugh. It's like a salt on top of the wound. If Chantel was on the street and she fell in the street and she broke her leg, they would all drive over her and reverse. Mm-hmm.
Lennox, Shai, and Will are all crying.
Mm-hmm. And then Chantel's like, why are you guys so upset? And they're just like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
They're like, don't try to comfort us now, honey.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yep. And they're like, everyone knows you change your makeup, blah, blah, blah. And like, Chantel is one of those people who you can't argue with her, mm-hmm. because the minute you start justifiably speaking, but she will tone police you, and then she'll say things like, keep your attitude in check when you talk to me.
Yeah.
Which is not, basically it's saying, I don't like what you're saying about me, so stop saying.
Right. I don't have an excuse.
You could say, you could literally say, like, yeah, because she never, which is the most amazing thing, you never see her deny.
Well, she denies that she changes her hair and makeup.
That's true. But, like, everyone's like, we know you do this. Like, and then, and, like, Lennox, who, I mean, of all the people in the house, Lennox is the least confrontational person, I think. And
but they fight.
They fight all the time, because Lennox also has the chutzpah to be like, you're wrong, and the way that you treat people is wrong, and I think that it's, you're fucking up.
I do respect Lennox for actually speaking what's on everybody's minds.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
the only one that has the balls to get in a fight with her.
Exactly. And then Lennox is like, and then Chantel's like, Lennox, don't talk to me for the rest of the time that we're here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, she says for the rest of the time that you're here.
You're here. Mm-hmm.
L-O-L. Like, but
this argument is so confusing, and it's so weird, and not to spoil anything, but we get more context to this conversation that you guys will hear in
once we're done with this
2 weeks.
Yeah.
A few weeks, yeah. Into this whole riff with her, but like they do a horrible job of editing around a conflict because it happened about something. Like, they were basically, the producers were probably pissed that they were handed a bunch of footage about stuff they could not talk
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also, can we talk about the sound mixing on the theme song?
Yes.
It's so fucking loud. Like, every time, I was watching it in the living room, and when I watched it on my computer, I remember every time when they go from, like, that conversation to the theme song. The theme song, it's like, it'll just be like a really quiet moment and be like, you wanna be on top! Like, it's so, and I always wind up having to turn it down and then having to turn it back up.
Yeah. Not.
Anyway,
so they
meet. Sorry, that's just my rant.
They meet Kelly at MCM for the second ever Ghosties.
The second Ghosties of the season, and we love a two-season Ghosties. We've had them twice?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is the second Ghostie.
Yeah, no, we've had, which, what other seasons do we have two Ghosties in? We had them in British Invasion, for sure. Mm-hmm. They had two Ghosties. And then, where else? They definitely done it more than once in a season.
I can't remember.
But, maybe like cycle 15, cycle 16, one of those, one of the high fashion. We've done so many seasons of this show, guys.
They all blur together at a certain point.
Excuse me. As a person who, I pride myself on my memory and my ability to recall this stuff, a lot of this shit, as soon as I talk about it, I ejected it from my brain.
So, meet Jay Park, a K-pop star, and Ben Baller, a jewelry designer.
Sure.
The models who get top scores are going to win clothes from the designers, and the top guy and girl are going to be walking in a Mag and Logan runway. Sorry, I had to make sure it was not autocorrect. That was changing.
I wrote
his
Mac
names.
And Logan, so I bet you're correct.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia to make sure. So they're going to be grouped into three pairs. Will yanks Shay by the shoulders away from Chantal. He's like, neither of us can be with her and survive today. Mm-hmm, right. Adam's with Lennox, and then Keith is like, everybody just slid away from Chantal. I'll be with her, whatever.
Like, and that's, like, the thing about Keith also is, like, it's not that I don't like him.
But it's not a nice guy move. It's just because he's so, like, he just doesn't have enough of a personality to care either way.
Yes. And he also has the awareness to be like, oh, I see obviously no one wants to work with her. I'll work with her. It's not that he's doing it out of the kindness of his actual heart. He's just doing it because he
wants
like,
to be the good guy.
Because he's, because he sees. It's like, oh, God, I see all this. I can't be that guy. You know?
So they have 4 hours and they need to be back at the Nylon offices at 4:45.
I'm shocked that even in 2014, Nylon had offices
in Korea. They get personal cabs.
Sorry.
And everybody...
And everyone makes the plan that Hillary and I say every single season. Everyone makes this plan. And there was a part of me that was so proud of them and part of me that was like, no! Yeah.
They're all going to start with the furthest away Ghostie and work their way back. So
because it's a smart,
that means they're
smart
all going move. To Resurrection first.
Yeah.
But Will and Shy get there first.
Yeah. Shy learns that her hair is very polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
And Will is going to begin the start of a very frustrating day for
him. Yeah. His new narrative is that he's
too tall. Yeah,
he's too big to work in Korea.
I hate to say it. I love Will. I love him. I'm going to bring this to a personal context. My brother is 6'8", and my brother has passed the Jeopardy test like 4 or 5 times, and he's gone in and done the audition, blah, blah, blah. And you know why he doesn't make it on Jeopardy?
He's too tall.
He's too goddamn tall. And sometimes my brother is aware of this, and he never gets his feelings hurt, and he's aware of it, and he knows, and he's like, the only way that he's probably going to make on Jeopardy is if they have a whole episode
of
just... people that are like 6'4",
so he doesn't look weird next to them.
Exactly, or he's not hunching over or whatever. But like, or they don't have to like rearrange the cameras. But like for Will, it's the exact same thing. He can't take this personally. It's just true. Like he's 6'6". Modeling, I think for male models, I think it cuts off at 6'4".
So Keith and Chantal see that everybody's going to Resurrection first. They see them all get in, so they are like, okay, let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, and they go to Jenny Cam first, right? And Chantal.
It was also at this point that I realized one of Shy's eyebrows is white and one is black. Like, they did half and half.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good move. But, you know, I love it. But I can also see why people, it's very polarizing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Chantal blows it at Jenny Cam.
High end. Because she wears her sunglasses the entire time.
She cannot think of new ways to model. She's no. Because they're Jenny Kim is just accessories.
Yeah, I love Jenny Kim.
Keith
as a brand.
Jenny Kim liked Keith. Would book. Mm-hmm. Adam, the resurrection likes his face, but he's not tall enough to be high fashion.
Because he's 5'8", isn't he?
Something like that.
He's like 5'9". He's not that tall. He's a tiny little thing.
He's 5'10".
Oh.
But compared to the others.
I just assume, short. honestly, any man under 6 foot is 5'8" to me.
Because the guys that are left are over 6 foot.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And then,
they loved Lennox. Resurrection they love loves Lennox.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that we both at the same point realized we were in our notes.
Yeah. Mag and Logan. And yeah. What did they do? I can't even think of who they were.
I loved their clothes, according to my notes. But Will does not fit into them at all.
Oh, also, they go to Johnny Hates Jazz.
Yeah.
And Layla's the model in the ad there. Is that Layla?
I know. I think so.
Did you take a note on that?
I didn't take a note on it, but I think I noticed it when I watched it the second time.
Okay. It looks just like her. I was very confused.
Well, we stan.
We stan. So Studio K likes Keith. They're unsure about Chantel. Will just can't fit into any of the sample sizes for any of them.
Because he's too damn tall.
Everybody loves Lennox. This is, you know how Lennox blew Lennox. It at the first go-sees?
Uh-huh.
This is what everybody expected to happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course she kills it in the Asian countries. She's got the look.
Yeah, like the big blue eyes, the long, dark hair. Pale skin. Yeah, of course, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a little shocking for Shy, I think, also.
Yeah, because she did so well. Because
she did so well, and also, like, this kind of should be her market.
Mm-hmm. So...
But, It's that polarizing makeover.
Shy and Will get back to Nylon. They're the first to arrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they made it to all four go-sees. Good for them.
Yeah. And then Chantel and Keith get there at like 4:30.
Yes. And then Lennox and Adam.
They walk in right at 4:45.
Right at 4:45. Right. Mm-hmm.
So we got feedback.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Shy,
which also rarely happens. Also, they make it back all in time. Proud of them.
Good job.
Good for you guys.
Shy booked 2 out of 4 because of her edgy look. Mm-hmm. Will booked none.
He's too tall, and he needs to be more lovable. Yeah. Yikes. Chantel booked 1 show.
1 out of 4 designers. Uh-huh. And she's like, I assume it's because of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
is it?
Talents.
You also had an Adidas campaign while the show was airing, so I don't think that's a problem.
Oh, Lennox 4 out of 4.
Yeah, she had, 4 out of 4. Keith won. What did I write? I said 4. It turned into a 4 out of 5.
Yeah,
why did I write 4 out of 5?
Because Keith and Chantel went to 5 go sees, so they booked 4 out of 5. Lennox went to 4 go sees. She booked 4 out of 4.
Cool. I thought there was only 4. There were 5.
That's the reason why Keith wins over Lennox, because he made it to more go-sees. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. If he had booked more than her, sure.
Sure.
It's stupid.
But they booked
the same amount. Oh, and Adam only booked 1.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a note of Adam. Whoops.
So they go back to the house. Adam's drinking.
Oh, what a surprise. Kelsa Breeze. And then
Keith is concerned for Adam and is like, why do you have to drink every night? Will tells Adam he needs to learn how to be a person without alcohol. True.
I know. I was ooping and opping and like, I was like all over this episode because it was like, he said it.
So they go to the Royal Palace and Yusai greets them.
Yes, it's gorgeous. I loved this.
They're doing the Jenny Kim accessory shoot.
Jenny Kim. I love the styling. I love everything about this shoot.
Oh, they're working with the male models. Korean models.
I love the models. I loved everything.
And isn't the girl just like a celebrity's daughter? She's not like an actual model.
I think so.
She's like a celebrity.
Yeah, she's like, she's just some like random girl. And they were like, yeah, let's put her here. That's fine. That'll work. Adam is first, right? And he miraculously didn't suck.
Tyra shows up midway through his shoot and helps him. Keith does great. Diverse poses and angles. Shy, her shoot gets, like, ho-ish, I guess.
I know. She, like, starts, like, cha-cha dancing. It's very, it's a lot. I love her, but Shy, this was not it.
Lennox gets help from Tyra posing. She doesn't have a good
shoot. Yeah, because she was, yeah, she doesn't have a good shoot at all. It's not a good shoot. They put Will in shoes that were too small.
Yeah, three sizes too small. But he knows insane. He can't complain about it because Tyra will say right. some shit like, they put me in a diaper on the, a baby.
A I was wearing a size, I was wearing a baby shoe on the runway one time. He poop-filled diapers and shoes one day on the they runway. I didn't say inside anything.
Of an active volcano to sacrifice me to the god Ra.
It was big.
And I didn't complain once. And I have to deal with this! And she yanks off her weave. So, the camera loves Will's face.
Yeah, God, so stunning.
You sign her talk, finally.
This and he's like, whole thing.
This is, we get to unpack this.
This was a lot.
He's like, I know you're mad I called you a panda. And he goes, intent over content. Mm-hmm. Which is the opposite of what we've always
intent, impact versus intent is the truth. Is
the real one. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you don't understand. It's because I love you. I'll call you a porcupine from now on if you don't like it.
Right. Cut to commercial.
And then, and Chantel cries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they explain to him, like...
We see Usai, like, storming away from Chantel, being like, you're wrong, I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I don't want to be taken out of context. I'm not having it. I think, basically, he's like, I think it's a loving nickname. I think it's sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's your problem if you're taking
it's your problem if, yeah if you're offended
and we're on Chantel's side obviously
I'm on deeply on Chantel's
shockingly
side
shockingly on Chantel's side
it's because it's like he doesn't understand the context of it why it makes her so upset if somebody tells you not to call them something just
do it what do you have to lose do it what do you gain from making them upset
it costs nothing to listen to people and respect them and call them the things they want to be called it should not be an argument it should not be a fight it is insane to me that people so badly want to stick to their guns and be in their idea of correct
so
that they would upset me
very weird. When we cut back from the commercial, the entire atmosphere has changed. You can tell a producer pulled Usai aside and basically was like, you look like an asshole.
Yeah, you look like a dick right now. I totally agree.
Listen to Chantel.
Mm-hmm. Some producer took him aside and was like, listen, this isn't like her. This is not her pulling an attitude. This is her like
so coming from a real. We get back from the commercial and suddenly he's like, I'm sorry. I won't call you that again. Mm-hmm. But you need to change your attitude.
And he's not wrong about that. But, like, if you have to say, I'm sorry, but you're not apologizing. And he... It's one of those things where I'm just like, he tries to explain to her why he gave her a nickname. He's like, it's coming from a loving place. It's like, you're my panda. You're sweet. You're cute. Like I want you to be softer. Pandas are warm and cuddly, which they are not. do not cuddle with a panda, guys.
Bears.
They will rip your testicles off. But yeah, like, he's like, I just don't want you to feel like I don't support you. And he was like, I'm trying to get you to soften up. But he didn't have the context of it, of why it's okay. He basically, like, her point is, I just don't want other people to see you calling me that name and think it's okay.
Exactly. Like, I don't want people who have malicious intent. Other people who have been a LIGO to see you calling me that and think it's... Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people with malicious intent hear you saying that and think that it's okay, like, to use that as a malicious, like, against me as a weapon. Where I mean, like, she understands that he doesn't mean it as... to come as a place of hurtfulness, but she also understands that he does not have the context of where she's coming from, the historical context. Just call people what they want to be called, guys. Just be respectful. That's all.
Basically, yeah. So,
oh god, we'll go back to the hotel. More of this.
And Chantal's then demise.
They give us all of this goodwill for Chantel just to cut her to pieces.
So we're at the hotel. Every single person except Chantel is in the bedroom talking shit about Chantel.
Right.
Shy says, Keith, Chantel insinuated that you guys had sex. What's the truth? She said that you guys banged. And Keith goes, what? That's 100% not true.
Right.
She's too young for me. Plus, I'm not attracted to her.
Right.
And so, like, in front of everybody, Keith says, Chantal, get in here.
Yeah. He calls her in there like a black dad. I was like,
Chantal, get in here.
Yeah, he did. I was scared. I was like, oh, my childhood. Because, yeah, he was like, get in here. And basically, I guess at this point, I think Keith has the queen bed. Yeah, because Keith has the queen bed because he has got the
best photo.
Got best photo. So he tells her, and I guess he was sharing the bed with Chantal, and he says, you either have to sleep with one of them or in the living room because you're not sleeping with me.
And then he goes, yeah, and he also is like, what was the point of lying about us having sex?
Right.
Why'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I told my girlfriends that in confidence, and
she never denies saying it.
She can't, like, admit to it.
It's so frustrating.
She can't admit that she lied either.
It's like, why?
She's still trying to pretend that they did.
Yeah, she's like, what? Like, I love when she goes, wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Ooh,
she's so caught. She's so caught.
And, like, yeah, I've never seen someone be so caught. Like, it's so blatant. She just, like, she never denies it. She cannot admit to the fact that she did this. This thing that's, it's so... Why do people do this?
It's so random.
Somebody did this to Anna in college. One of Anna's friends did this to her. Like,
so
told
they slept with
yeah,
her?
Yeah, told all of her friends that they slept together. And then when she confronted him, was like, I was on drugs. It's like, doesn't make it okay. It's like, it's a flat-out lie that you told for what fucking reason?
Yeah,
what is the point? Like, for props? For a pat on the back? I don't get it. Like, it's such a weird thing to lie about. It's like that Pete Buttigieg Slate article. It's like, why are you lying about the fact that you edit your own Wikipedia page? We all know you do it.
Yeah. Like, just admit it.
I will have
more respect for you if you admit it.
Right. Like, but here, it's just like, I would have more respect for Chantal here if she admitted it. She was like, yeah, I did. I made it up. We were shooting the shit. I was, like, I felt like I had to come up with something, so I lied, and I'm sorry, it was not okay. That's it.
So, instead of that, Chantal goes out into the hotel hallway, crying, waking up people who are trying to sleep.
Yep.
We see her talking to a producer the entire time. They can't, like, cut the producer out of the shot, because Chantal's sobbing to her.
Yeah, she's like, I'm probably just gonna sleep in the hallway, because she's a drama queen.
She says she's so mad that she's going to hurt somebody. She's like, I can't be in there, like, unless you want
to
be liable.
And according
to
Will, they got her a hotel room.
Well, we'll get to that.
But yeah, sorry.
We got some background info on that whole night.
Yes. But according to that, she did get to sleep in her own separate space.
Yeah, she did not have to go back.
Yeah, and everyone's like, we didn't do anything wrong. She's just feeling bad for herself. Which is correct.
She's like, she's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed. She got called out.
Because she fucked up.
Yeah. And guess what? She did. She fucked up in a really possibly damaging... Also for, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that she accused him of anything nefarious, like, but it's like, to accuse a black man of something involving sexual relationships... Even if it's consensual, whatever, it's just like there's a whole context behind it that you have to be aware of. Don't. I'm mad. I'm mad that Chantal made me be on Keith's side.
So we're going to judge.
Yeah.
Keith.
No notes. Yeah. Just kidding. Keith's photo was gorgeous.
9/10.
Great.
Lennox looks like she's giving herself eye drops.
She does. They weren't wrong.
But it's still good.
It's a good enough photo. But the shoes look good, which is the point.
8/10. Yeah, the shoes look good. Adam.
Yep. Adam looks like a piece of unchewed bazooka. Because they put him in a tight three-piece pink suit. I think it was hot. I loved it.
I love a pink suit.
This was the time when Tom Ford was doing those, like, turquoise and aqua.
I love pastel suits.
I love a pastel suit. I love a colored suit. I mean, I just love a men's suit in general. Love it.
879.
879. Yep.
My
God, love it. I love
it. I'm obsessed.
Wow.
Her head looks too small for her body, but I don't care.
But she's like showing off her rear enderies, like her booty.
Yeah, she's doing the fucking booty tooch.
Yep. And she's tooching from the side. It's like full on, like,
pop.
It's like, yeah, it's a pop, and it's like her body's not even making, it's like, it's making a snake thing.
Mm-hmm. She gets a 9, 7, 8.
7, 8, 9, which I was like, no. No. How does she get the same score as Adam?
I know. Offense. Chantal, they're not feeling it.
No.
She's just standing
I here. Love the color they put her in. That shade of red was beautiful. And we think we've seen her in the shade of red since. Oh,
they had to use one of those. So she had definitely had better shots. You definitely did. But they used one of the ones of her whipping her hair. Because uh-huh. they wanted to see her, quote, out of control. And she gets a 7, 6, 8. And she, it's a bad shot.
It's a bad shot. It's a bad shot. It's not a good one.
Will is wearing heels for judging.
For Raelia.
In honor of Raelia.
Love it. Yeah. And then he's like, I was really upset about not booking Ghosties. And mm-hmm. both Kelly and Jay are basically like, you have to make the designers love you so that they will want to make clothes for you.
Yeah.
Which is exactly. a really good point. Because I think Jay is like 6'4". So, I mean, that's the person you want to learn from.
Mm-hmm. But he gets an 8, 8, 10.
They don't like it. They don't like it, but then, somebody like, they give it an 8, 8, 10. It's weird. I think Tyra did.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Right.
So, call out order yes. is Keith, Lennox, Will, Shy, and the bottom two are Chantel and Adam.
Adam tells Tyra, first of all, Adam doesn't want to stand next to Chantel. Did you notice this? I mean, no. You don't remember because it was 2 weeks ago. So, like, I don't think that's what was happening, but he's also afraid. He's afraid to be too close to Tyra just in case she smells his breath again. She puts her claws in his neck and pulls him into her again. But then also it seems like she doesn't want to stand next to Chantal. And he tells Tyra that he's curtailed his partying, but he is super, super stiff. And Chantal is too controlled. And bye, Chantal. Again.
Bye.
You're fine, so it's fine.
What a way to go out.
What a way to go out. She does not say bye to anybody. She does not.
No, she doesn't.
She just dips.
She dippity do.
Dippity do dog.
She jettisons.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
So where are they now?
Yeah. Let's start with Mariana.
Okay.
On a positive note, Mariana has a ton of photos on the internet in her memory. She'd read 64 tests in 5 local catalogs, which is good. So there's memories out there of her. Yes. On February 24th, 2015, 2 months after the season ended, Mariana was shot and killed in a triple homicide with her boyfriend, Jonathan Cosme Alvarado, and another man, Jusmar Isaiah Gonzalez Garcia. She was the first shot when she answered the door to 2 robbers and got a bullet to her upper chest and neck area. They then shot the boyfriend and the third man in the head. The guys who committed the murders eventually got life in prison. And a bunch of Top Model alumni did tributes to her on social media, which is, like, really sweet. Like, Romeo, Chantal, Tyra, Denzel, of course. Anjali, our queen.
Yeah.
Jocelyn. Raelia, Lennox, Olay, one of the semifinalists. Keith. Then her family did a GoFundMe to start her funeral. All these a bunch of people, like, contributed, like Dominique, there's a video on Instagram. I'm getting very emotional looking at this. A tribute video of all of the, Top Model alumni where they say spread more love than hate, which is the thing that Mariana said in her last video post. And, yeah, I just got very emotional thinking about that. Miss you very much, Mariana. Anyway, cool. Raelia, going on to a different note. Raelia signed with EMG Models, Click Models Philly, Wilhelmina Chicago, Yanni Models, Base Model Agency. She had a cover in Spreadin' Elements, was in Best Models, Philadelphia Daily News, mm-hmm. Essence Magazine, Sensational Hair and Deke Hair, Pick and Play Clothing, and Cut Bras. Wow. Yes, honey. She also has a natural afro, which we saw. She looks beautiful.
Yes.
And yeah, she's still modeling. And like she told us on everything mm-hmm. you need to know about her, she told us last week. Go back to that episode, guys. Just go there. All right. And then now we can call her by her actual name, Winnie Harlow. Winnie Harlow.
Winnie Harlow.
Winnie Harlow is a legitimate A-list supermodel. Celebrity
model,
everything. more magazines I can even list. It's ridiculous.
Just 7.4 million Instagram followers.
Yes, Instagram followers. She was an ID, Dazed and Confused, Glamour España, Glamour Italian, Glamour UK, Cosmopolitan, Vogue.it, Ebony, Teen Vogue, Mary Clay Mexico, Vogue Australia, Elle Canada, InStyle, Elle Online, Harper's Bazaar, pretty much all of them. Across the world. Latin America, El Check, V, Harper's Bazaar Chile, El USA, Vogue Italia, again, People's Magazine South Africa. She worked with Desilingue, yes, which I'd love to say. I like to say it the British way. H&M, Bloomingdale's, Swarovski, Nike Air, Volkswagen, Marc Jacobs, Tommy Hilfiger. Didn't you have a whole Tommy Hilfiger collaboration?
I
don't remember.
It's she a was lot. Flag girl. It's a lot of designers.
She was in the 2018 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which I think is the last one ever.
She hangs with the Kardashians. How about that?
She hangs with the Kardashians. She had a Kim Kardashian. She had KKW x Winnie Harlow collaboration with KKW Beauty, which is insane. Fucking nuts. The photos for that were stunning. She was in a bunch of music videos, including Beyonce's All Night video. And Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas, 2016.
Who is she dating?
And I don't think anyone famous. I think she probably has like a rich millionaire boyfriend. I really get that vibe.
All right.
Like some rich billionaire, like Rihanna's boyfriend that you never see.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has more Tyra followers on Instagram than Tyra Banks.
Yeah, 7.4 mil.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, that's it. For that, that's Where Are They Now for this week, guys. Mm-hmm. Hillary, do you want to do our social media?
Yes. So you can find all of our social media links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. We just did our bony baloney episode. As for me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at hilarious123. Manders.
Yes, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at Loch Ness Manda, like the Scottish monster. Guys, we are finishing up cycle 21 next week. We're doing 3 episodes technically next week because the finale, as we learned with cycle 20, was 2 parts that we should have just done in 1 because we did not need to do the 1 as a final episode. So we're doing that next week. Mm-hmm. Then we have 2 weeks of bonus coverage. Because we've got 2 amazing interviews I can't wait for you guys to hear. And then we'll be starting cycle 22 in 3 weeks.
Ah! Right? I can't believe that 2019's over.
I can't believe 2019 over. I feel like everyone I know is putting a lot of weight into 2020 and it's freaking me out. So I'm not even thinking about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Make good choices. Don't get into trouble. And if you're hungover on Wednesday, go back and listen to old episodes of Next Top Best Friend.
Truly.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Boy.
Ready?
Yeah. You shut up.
Oh, I didn't say it.
Bye.